Hello?
Yes, Ms. Deidre?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he respond to you?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
He have not. And I'm just so pissed off because he told you that he called me. He has not called me. Every time I call him, he's telling me they coming. He never once told me that his truck got stuck nowhere.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about the inconvenience, but my supervisor advised me to tell you to call back in 30 minutes. If he doesn't come in that 30 minutes, you have to probably cancel that provider. And
well, see, I can't do that because the place I'm trying to take my car, they close their gates at 8 o'clock. That's why I called him early, and they still have not gotten here.
I know. I'm so sorry about the inconvenience.
They close their gates at 8.
Can you try to call him one more time and then call us back in like 30 minutes?
Call him for what? And say what to him? Because he told you he was going to call me, and he didn't.
I know. I'm so sorry about that, ma'am.
Yeah, so am I. Because that's not good business. And then he tell you he's going to call me, and he haven't called me. I have been calling him. He not one time said he only had one driver. The driver was new, whatever he got going on. He never once told me that. All he tell me is he going to have me ready. He going to take care of me by 8 o'clock. Here at 7 o'clock, and he still haven't called.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about that.
Man, you're sorry about that. It's really not helping the problem. And like I said, where my car is at a gas station. And the man told me, you know, because I've spoken with the manager, and he told me that I need to move my car because the place where my son left the car, I think he said it was like in front of the gas station or somewhere. Hold on a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me your name again.
Shaniqua.
I mean, it just don't make sense.
I'm trying to get him to come out as quick as I can, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Because he's telling me one thing, and then you're saying another thing.
Run, Mr. Go to the door, what you said.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about that.
You say he doing what now?
He's telling me one thing and then telling you one thing, so I'm letting him know, like, it's past the ETA time. You keep pushing the ETA time back.
So, like, I hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
No, go to the door! Hello, what you say?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm so sorry about the inconvenience, but if he's not getting to you by 8 o'clock, there's nothing else I can do, ma'am. Besides keep calling and informing him.
I mean, there's nothing I can do because 8 o'clock, the place where I'm trying to take my car, the gate's going to be closed.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what would you like me to do next, ma'am?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I contacted him for you. That's the only thing I can do on my end.
Yeah, I know.
Just try to get him a call back one more time and see what's the hold up, and then call us back in like 30 minutes.
Say that again. Well, it's going to probably be too late by then.
I know, but you know, we can go to the last resort. We can just keep trying until we have to make something happen instead of just giving up.
No, I mean, because it don't make sense. I mean, he told you he was going to call me, and he haven't even called me.
So at the shop, do they have like a drop-off box or anything you can leave the car at, or they going to just close and lock the gates on you?
They're going to close and lock their gates at 8 o'clock. And they do have a drop-off box that you can put your key in.
Okay, do you want to try that option? To put the keys in the drop-off box?
What you mean?
Can you call the shop and let them know you're going to do the drop-off? Put the keys in the drop-box?
How can I do that if the car's not there?
Yes, ma'am. I know, but I'm just trying to help you out. I'm sorry.
What's not helping me? Because the car's not going to be there, so there's nothing I could do. Something like right there.
Yes, ma'am. Can you just give him a call back? And then call us back in like 30 minutes, and we'll help you with the next step with this provider, because I know this is so frustrating for you. I'm so sorry about that.
I mean, if they didn't have a time, certain time that they close their gate, it would be fine. But they close it at 8. And then he done lied to me the whole time, telling me he going to be here before 8 o'clock, and here at 7:05. He told you he going to call me and hadn't called me. Leave her alone. He hadn't called me. So, you know, that right there is just, I don't know. He hadn't even called me within the 15, 20 minutes that you and I hung up. You still haven't called.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like me to try one more time for you?
To do what?
To contact him and ask him what's like the hold up like.
I suppose.
Because the only thing I can inform you is find another provider, but it's going to take a little longer and you're going to miss the closing time. That's the only option I have left.
Talking about me? Okay. Somebody said, y'all got a job and ain't got no money. You got a job and what you mean? You came here and asked me if I had some money.
I got my car. I got a $400. I
don't know what it was on the car. Tell Mr. Cash up $25 for my car. We have to wait and run up and get him to do it.
You heard me, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, Electra's what will be for
money.
Me to
hello
find you another provider, which is going to take a little longer, and you're going to miss the drop-off closing time. That's the only last option I have for you.
No. That's not going to work. It's already 7 o'clock. If they're not going to be here or able to do that in 10, 15 minutes, it's okay. Because I have to have my car there because they close the gate at 8 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about this inconvenience. I do apologize.
You don't have to keep saying that.
Yes, I do because I know how frustrating it is for you.
My thing is, if you knew you had that problem, you could have just told me, well, Ms. Curtis, I'm having problems with my truck. My driver has gotten stuck. Call and see if you can get somebody else. You just kept telling me, you coming. You hadn't told me nothing about your driver was new. You told me nothing that your truck was stuck. You know, you didn't tell me none of that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
He's going to call you, and then he don't even tell you he's going to call me, and he don't even call.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to leave your name and number with my supervisor, and if you call back in 30 minutes, he will handle it for you. Because the last option I have is to find another provider, but you're going to miss the closing time. That's my last option for you on my end.
Right. He just told me that from the beginning. You know, I could have found somebody else.
Yes, ma'am. Would you still like me to leave your name and number with my supervisor for you?
Woman, did your supervisor call me?
If you would like, they will do that for you, ma'am.
Then ask them to call me. Hold on a second. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're going to have them to call me?
Yes, ma'am. Oh,
you
call me the same number? Is it 205?
Yeah, can you call me 240-2367.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a different agent because we're on a time limit over here, and I keep going back on my tickets. But I will update them on all the information that I have provided with you and with the provider. And let them know the situation, what's going on.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about that, ma'am. Sorry I couldn't help you further more than what I can.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
That'll be all.
All right. Have a great day. So sorry about the inconvenience. Thank you for choosing Roadside Assistance.
Mm-hmm.